Benthe Sikime sticks.
A trickle of dwellers becomes a stream. A river becomes a wave. Constant movement from the break of day to the last light of dusk. No, hyperbolic. Tried another way. Hundreds of dwellers are leaving the towers daily. Although they don't seem to be travelling at night, these early autumn days are long for them, weighed down with... You're doing it again. You can't write worth shit. A day in the life of a typical dweller. Get up, descend thousands of stairs, blink in the bright sunlight that hasn't touched your skin in months, start to move. Keep on moving. What are you doing? Labelling them? Rendering them faceless? Characterless? These are scared people who have been duped by countless uninformed governments and possibly poisoned. Not enough research on that yet. It is so hard to get any information without running it past the interim government. Drugged, at least. You know yourself when you picture a dweller, you see a very specific face, and there goes your phone again, always vibrating across the desk, or the dinner table, or the mattress, regardless of the hour. Chris will get angry if she hears you're still up and working for the government. Not that she should be angry, you're both allowed a phone because of this job, and you did all that paperwork to apply for them. For the both of you. After all, this job has kept you financially safe, semi-furloughed for the past few years while the dust settled. She should be grateful. But she's not here to be angry or grateful, is she? An email from the big boss. To h.may@freshstartmag.np.uk. From J.Strickland@freshstartmag.np.uk. Subject: Think Peace. Dear Hannah, I hope this finds you well and at peace. You know it is a code, but you still hate that phrase. You are certainly not at peace, but Jaimini has to write this to let you know that whatever you read next is coming from the top. Not just from her, but from the power. Your guardians for the past 5 years, since the tower shot up and you lost the lottery, kept the wolf from the door, in some respects, and stopped you developing too strong a love for the pastoral and joining one of those allotment cults. Emily suggested you are currently at a bit of a loose end. Cheers, Emily. Some office friend she is. And she also mentioned your connection to the towers. Fred, you would be furious at Emily if you didn't suspect that the government knew all about you anyway. So I have a job for you. You're relieved, aren't you? You should be. Something else to focus on other than the sound of Botswain licking his bits on the bed behind you. His canine cleanliness an echoing reminder of how empty your life has suddenly become. So, Strickland, what have you got? There is a new dweller leader, sees herself as a bit of a messiah, one Benthe Sikime Sticks. What a name! Benthe Sikime and Sticks. Imagine the headlines that could be written with that name. We think that she needs investigating. Jaimini only says we when she means the ones in charge. It must be galling for her, once such a renowned reporter, to have to kowtow to the government. You, on the other hand, are quite happy to sell your soul, as long as you're allowed to keep writing to keep your job.